This meeting is now being recorded.
Hi, this is Ben.
Welcome, Beher. So we have one more minute, so we hopefully have more attendees. Okay, hello everyone. It's the top of the hour, and I'd like to thank those of you who made it early. I'm quite delighted that we also have Beher this time. I'm happy that he's joining us because there's a lot been going on, and hopefully he'll chime in with his perspective on things. We can go ahead and start, I guess. The number of attendees is still not high, but hopefully if you hear me well, then I can continue. I don't see any complaints, or so I'm assuming that my voice is coming out clear. Okay, good. So let's jump right ahead with the next slide. So basically, we will be dealing today with these items that you see on the agenda. The first is basically a welcome. And as you can tell, it's important to have this appeal for more member participation. And then we'll have this update on the strategy flow diagrams. That will take up the main bulk of the meeting. Then we have an update concerning the tracks merging together into forming the hopefully the first draft document. And what then will be needed is just a bit of a briefing on what we see done, what will be done for the creation of the first strategy document. Then we'll have all the time, the rest of the time, for anything else that we, you or anyone would like to raise. Good. So if everything is clear, then we'll be continue on to the main topic. So, apart from welcoming you all, I'd like to raise an important point. You know that the number of members to the group, I'd say, correct me if I'm wrong, is well over 40. And we hope and believe that this is a model to follow in terms of making it like a ground, a bottom-up, community-driven, member-based initiative so that people can contribute with their views and opinions and time and effort. However, I'm sad to say that only a few have, or let's say a handful or maybe 10 or less people have been regularly contributing. The majority have not. I can tell already that the summer vacation may have taken one reason for this. Though I am actually using this opportunity to appeal, this is not mainly forwarded to those in the meeting because I can tell they are among the highest, most contributing members. But hopefully whoever reads the transcript or listens to the recording will hopefully be motivated to come and help us out. We have a lot of work ahead of us. There's a need to have a more collaborative effort. The chair and the active members can't do everything on their own. We need your support. Yeah, so this is an appeal for more participation. If there's something that we can do as the chair and vice chair or the coordinator, or I can step can do to improve our membership, motivate memberships to be more active, please suggest that to us. We are open to any ideas. We have considered Google Docs as one way of doing it, mailing lists as well, and we'll follow on with the diagrams as another way to contribute. So there will be many ways for members to contribute. It's just that we need folks to be more active, and hopefully after the summer is over, now that we are in the fall, I'd love to have more people contributing. Good, so that was my first segment in terms of appeal, and I hope each one of you will contribute as well, continue to contribute and intensify their contribution, as well as help others who are hesitant, help them to get into the cycle. Okay, Nadra, please go ahead.
Thank you all. Thank you, Waleed. I have a question regarding the distribution among the stakeholders of the working group, because while for the previous strategy working group, they are really kind of distributed between engineer, between private sector, government, civil society. Maybe that's one part of the current working group. I think most of us come from the civil society, which also that's kind of limit the contribution by the members. That is my point of view. That's for now.
And provided that I came into after the members were selected, I can let Fahd contribute with his opinion here.
Yeah, thank you, Waleed, and thank you, Nadira, for your question. So actually, Nadira, when we issued this call for volunteers to actually join the group, it was really an open call, and actually looking at the statement of interest, which, by the way, have all been posted online to the working space. While some people actually do work for a certain stakeholder group, they prefer that they actually list their stakeholder group as maybe civil society or end user or just maybe a strategy working group volunteer. Speaking personally here, I mean, I don't think we can say that this whole concept of stakeholder representation is not healthy. In fact, I mean, I can see people on the working group from governments, from civil society, end users, private sectors, law firms, CCTLDs, ID and CCTLDs. So I think there is a good representation from within the entire ecosystem, if you may say. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Fahd. The bottom line is that, yes, whoever is in here can and should contribute as much as they can. Good, so let's move on to the next topics. Okay, so this is where it will be like really deep into the subject matter. So I hope that you are able to see this. If not, I recommend that you use the full screen mode. And so you can check it out. It's on the top near, you see draw, and then there's the arrow, and then stop sharing. And then, I mean, there's a full screen mode, which will help you. And if you don't want to go back, just go up, and then the bar will appear again, and then you click the other icon. Good. So this is basically to deal with the first diagram. We'll be dealing with the other three, other two. So the first area is basically a focus area concerning DNS security and stability. And if you can already tell from the diagram, it's almost more or less complete, initially at least, with the feedback that we got. And I'd like to give a shout out to Fahd for his enormous effort in helping me do the work here. Before I delve further into this, I just want to reemphasize why we had or we felt that diagrams are useful. If you can consider any strategy, a strategy is basically a set of ideas to help you achieve the goal. And so in order for us to understand how to achieve the goal, the strategy needs to be clear and links and connections need to be very well defined. This can be formulated in text. As you can tell, the last strategy was more or less text and table. But I felt that if we are to be more pragmatic, more spontaneous, dynamic, and actively learning how a particular process can reach its goal from action to meeting the objective, to the end goal, and then we can use the visual aspect of the strategy, which will help us, first of all, understand the connection between the activity and the objective, and through with what recommendation, and how that contributes to achieving the goal. And furthermore, it will help us also visually imagine who can be part of, as a stakeholder, part of this activity. And instead of having to look into a table and having to go back and forth and go into text, a visual representation helps us see the light. And so one suggestion that I would like to put right off the bat is that we incorporate these, and I did mention that perhaps in an email, incorporate these diagrams themselves into the end strategy document and have that as the core structure of the strategy. And then, if necessary or if useful, then we can have the tables as well. It's just that it will be more or less redundant. However, if you need more text, notes, etc., that can be added into the document. It's just that it's useful to have the strategy so that people will look into it and see how things are connected and how we imagine how we can achieve the various objectives and or end up moving towards the goal. Good. So that being said, let's take the first focus area. And you can note here that we have goals at the top level, and then beyond below that, there are objectives. For the first point of this discussion on this diagram, I'd like to note that we need to be quite clear in understanding what is important in this diagram. And here I'd like to bring up the Baher's points of view. He had some ideas on making the DNS security and stability more focused on infrastructure. So let's hear from him. If Baher can contribute with his views at this stage, please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Waleed. Hello, everyone. Looking at the first focus area on DNS security and stability, and also learning from past experience with the 2013-2016 strategy, which included the same focus area, we observed over the past 3-4 years that much of the focus or much of the implementation work done under this area was on two tracks or two parts, if you will. One is the capacity building part, and the other one is the L route deployment. And that was according to the objectives and actions, activities set forth in the strategy and the implementation plan of that period. Now, looking forward, I believe that I will have to do more work with whoever. Entities or groups that run DNS infrastructures, be them operators, ISPs, CCTLDs, GTLDs, registrars, academic networks, and so forth. And by more work, I mean more work to ensure that those infrastructures are, stable, secure, resilient. It's not only about DNSSEC, but about other measures that, DNS operators usually take into consideration. So it's still the work I'm speculating still falls under the awareness and capacity building kind of work, but it's more on the practical side than the theoretical side, it more relates to the infrastructure itself, ensuring that we have a robust DNS infrastructure in the region, and therefore my suggestion is to try to reflect this scope in the title of the focus area itself, and maybe instead of the current title, which is DNS security and stability, we can address it to something along the lines of robust DNS infrastructure or secure, stable, resilient DNS infrastructure. But the one thing I'm emphasizing on is to try to have, you know, the infrastructure spelled out very clearly in the focus area, so that, you know, it sort of reflects what we're trying to do under the focus areas. Much of the objectives, activities, recommendations suggested will more or less be the same. It's a matter of ensuring that we as a group and as a bigger community have the same understanding about what we're trying to do. As I can, I see our goal out of this focus area is to ensure that we have a well-established DNS infrastructure in the region. Capacity building, training, all this will come under that. So that's my suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you, Baher. So to sum it up, the idea is to incorporate the word infrastructure in the title, because it, a title is very important for the strategy document. And we already see the word infrastructure used in the objective, but not having it in the title is missing. So that's his suggestion, and I personally agree with him for the need of that. And I'd like to raise if anyone has an objection on this issue, then please raise it now, so that if not, then we can propose that we change the title. I'll give Manal the word now, and if it's related or not, that's not a problem, but please, Manal.
Thank you, Ali. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
First, allow me to thank you and Fahd, of course, for the enormous efforts in compiling the diagrams. It's always good to have a visual form of the thing, and also to thank Baher for paving the way for me to make my suggestion, because I was going to say something similar but maybe more radical, which is regarding the DNS security and stability. Again, the only aspect I see additional to whatever we may have already in the domain name industry focus area is only the infrastructure. So I was going to suggest that, again, let me say first that I already raised this point before, and I'm sorry for bringing this up again, and happy at the end to go by whatever the group decides, but I don't recall that the group made an explicit decision on this yet. So basically, the background for this is that I still believe that the DNS security and stability is just one aspect of the overall DNS industry. I mean, same as DNS operations, DNS disputes, DNS business models, and then DNS stability and security. And hence, I feel it should be included within the domain name industry focus area, rather than being a standalone focus area. Again, looking deeper into the boxes, DNS security and stability could be one branch of our awareness activities within the domain name industry focus area. It could be one branch of our capacity building activities within the domain name industry focus area. So why single it out and have it in specific as a separate focus area? Again, comparing the boxes and comparing both diagrams, I can see the infrastructure part, as Baher mentioned, might be missing. So one option would be reflecting this infrastructure part and maybe also whatever awareness needed for law enforcement agencies in the domain name industry diagram. Or as a second option for me would be what Beher has suggested, which is stressing the infrastructure part in a separate diagram if this is what everyone sees better. So was I able to make my point clear?
Yes, Manadi, your point is perfectly clear. And so let me, problematize the issue. First, the word infrastructure needs to be visible and clear, and this is the idea that Daher had brought about, and it looks like there is agreement to the group. And so having a DNS infrastructure as the main focus area is apparently what is needed here. The second point is that you'd like to merge the, or let's say have DNS infrastructure in this case under DNS industry, which is the second area, meaning that we have first and second area merged together. While this, I think it might be possible, but we need to substantiate it quite clearly, because what I understood, and that's what we'll go through in the next slide, is that the DNS industry is more towards the market economy of the DNS industry. And while this is more of the infrastructure aspect of the DNS industry. So maybe the wording of the focus area 2 can be changed as well, so that it focuses more of the market itself and how it thrives and establishes its prominence. And so people would use local CCTLDs, for example. They will have greater access to services, but not necessarily the whole architecture or, let's say, infrastructure aspect of it. And that's what I understood from basically seeing the action points that are different. So does that make sense? Okay, so you mentioned that they can remain separate. The rewording of infrastructure can do for now. Good, so I think that's settled. I guess we have achieved the first point, which is basically changing the title for the first focus area to be DNS infrastructure or something in along that wording. The exact wording can be discussed later. The points that you raised about having more action items, Manal, can be introduced in the mailing list if you can, so that we have more people to contribute, and hopefully it will be followed up more concretely. Just give us the exact wording, the way you look into the need for more actions in the mailing list. Good, so let's move to the second area. Okay, there's a Manal, you'd like to speak?
Yes, please, Walid, sorry to take the floor again. Just to note, I was not proposing new actions. I was trying to suggest merging actions from the security and stability to the domain name industry, so that we can have one focus area. So if we're maintaining focus areas, then this option.
Yes, sure, but then just propose that in the mailing list, and so we'll follow through.
Okay, one more thing. Are we following Beher's suggestion? Are we only changing the title, or also we should be working on the boxes again, to reflect the infrastructure, because the capacity building and the awareness are already taken care of elsewhere, and as I said, security and stability could be just one theme for one capacity building program or awareness session.
To answer your question, yes, we are just moving along these main layers now, which is the titles, and then once we achieve that, we can move on to the next stage, which is looking into the actions and recommendations and what follows based on the infrastructure emphasis. Okay, so then let's move to the next diagram, the main focus area, which is the domain name industry. As I can tell already from, if you again make sure that you have it in full size, you can tell that this is more to do with awareness, encouraging businesses, e-commerce, practicing knowledge of TLDs, entrepreneurship. So we can tell this is more along the lines of Okay, now that we have somewhat of a focus on infrastructure and need for good, stable DNS, then we need to actually have the market going. And the market can only be going if we approach it from an awareness and capacity building and e-commerce business oriented and entrepreneurship innovative approaches. So it's more, I'd argue it's more social business than it is technical. That's why it had its own focus area. Do you have any fundamental changes to this focus area? Any suggestions that we need to bring up apart from what has been already suggested, that if there's anything technical here, it can move to the first diagram? Right. Okay, so there's a recommendation from Shukri to look into the DNS study recommendations. I hope that you can mark that bad so that we can look into that. And additionally, here, if the naming of the industry is already clear to mean expanding and enhancing the market and business opportunities, et cetera, then does that require to retitle it, or is this title enough? I personally can see that the name is enough there. It can imply also other things, but the word industry has somewhat a connotation to the market and business and the environment itself, all the how DNSs operate. But if you have other thoughts, please let us know. Yes, Nina.
Thank you, Ali. Just one silly question. So what do you mean here by, or generally within the stakeholders, by national investment bureaus?
Okay, so this was a suggestion by Hanan. I'm not sure if you read her email, but she did imply that there are certain, there's this unique entity in Morocco that refers to it. I don't know if I can check the email right now, but there that was a suggestion she referred to. So I hope that you can look it up, and we can engage with Hanan about that. It's basically that if there's really no other location, let's say, no other stakeholder that has the same, that fits in the same caliber or exactly matches what she is referring to, then it means that it's unique and it has its own niche. So instead of removing it altogether, then we can include it, and if used, that's good. If not, then no big damage to the whole diagram. Better safe than sorry, as they say, so that no one feels excluded. Okay, so that's the question and answer. The other thing I'd like to raise here is that while we are discussing here the focus area in general, the ideas are mainly to see if we can make sure that goals and the overall objectives match what the focus area is about. And so, there will be a discussion in the third slide, and I think that's important to raise, is the titles of the goals themselves. I've recall that these are the same that were for the last strategy. However, it looks like there may be need for changing at least one goal, which is the IG multi-stakeholderism aspect of the goal. It has to be clearly linked to the mandate of ICANN. So I recall that Taher may want to change the title of the third goal, which is better IG multi-stakeholderism, as well as the third. We're coming up to the next slide, which is also about the internet governance ecosystem. He also, I think it's a valuable point here, that the focus areas are different than goals, so they need not to be conflated. However, there is a resemblance of a similarity between the third goal and the third focus area, and the second goal and the second focus area, but not the first area and the first goal. I'm not sure if that was a coincidence. I've not been here before when the first strategy was developed, but who would like to chime in, Daher or Fahd?
Okay, this is Dario. Thank you. Thank you, Elite. Okay, on this third goal and focus area, the the IG ecosystem. Again, 3-4 years ago, when we were working with community members on the regional strategy, back then one of the areas identified as focus area was the IG ecosystem, with a specific goal to promote multi-stakeholder IG mechanisms at national and regional levels. And in this context, there were recommendations along the lines of supporting regional IGFs like the Arab IGF and national initiatives, like there was a multi-stakeholder initiative emerging in Lebanon called Link, and so forth. What again, learning from experience here, there were mainly two things. One was a feedback that we used to get, whether directly or indirectly, from some stakeholders, particularly governments in this case. About they were some of them at least were very concerned about ICANN trying to dictate certain models, especially at the national level. They don't mind if ICANN would go and promote multi-stakeholderism at international levels and all this, but when it comes to their national territories, then governments sometimes get nervous about this. And feedback that we got several times was sort of, being a bit negative about this approach. So this is one thing. The other aspect of it is, again, learning from experience here, is our ability as ICANN to we can certainly promote concepts and approaches like multi-stakeholderism and so forth. But our ability to make an impact on such mechanisms, and making sure that stakeholders other than governments are involved in the policy making, policy shaping, and all this, honestly, our ability is very limited. So if we are to review our goals for the coming 3 years and trying to have more specific goals, smart goals that are measurable, etc., we need to be more specific, and we need to be more realistic about what we're proposing, especially because I'm looking all the time at the implementation part of the strategy, not only this part, but I'm looking at the implementation part as well. So this is the kind of the background that made me feel that we need to adjust this specific goal and its related focus area. The other thing I did, I went back to ICANN's strategic plan, and one of the goals outlined in there reads, it reads, clarify and establish ICANN's role in the Internet governance ecosystem. Okay, and if you read what is written under this goal, it basically says that ICANN needs to do more awareness about its role and clarify its role, and to ensure that its role is being well understood, recognized across the global community. So I thought that it might be more relevant or more appropriate to adjust our goal along the same lines of ensuring that our role as ICANN in the IG ecosystem is recognized and well understood, clear, recognized, well understood. And, honestly, and probably you will agree with me that, outside the very small community of ICANN in the Middle East, the bigger Internet community, they almost know nothing about ICANN, and those who know about ICANN, they barely understand our role as it is stated in the bylaws. So I think adjusting the goal around this or along the same lines would make sense. And my other argument here is that would, again, I'm looking forward to the hopefully successful implementation of the IANA transition. I think with the transition, ICANN will have to do more effort in explaining its role in the IGX system, explaining our technical role in coordinating the DNS and the DNS identifiers, explaining our role in the policy development, explaining our role in the IG ecosystem and the fact that we are one player, an actor in this field. We're not leading, we're not taking, you know, or we're not stepping on others' turfs and so forth. So I think the issue about clarifying our role, making sure it's understood and well recognized, I think is key, and hence was my proposal to address this this part of the strategy as well. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Bahar. So for me, I can already sense that this will help us reduce any confusion as to what we are trying to do with the IG multi-stakeholderism. I mean, it's supposed to be implied, but the title is not clear as it tells right now. I personally agree that there should be a note or a change to the goal, so that instead of simply being improving the IG or make multi-stakeholder, etc., is that they're emphasizing clarifying or promoting the ICANN's role in the IG multi-stakeholderism, so that it becomes quite clear that it's not about the IG multi-stakeholderism as a global thing, but it's mainly about ICANN's involvement within the IG multi-stakeholderism. So if there's agreement with this, then it means that the whole title will change and may not be reflected necessarily in the focus area title, though I prefer that as well, so that to be like consistent. But the idea is that we ensure that the title changes to something that puts in the role of ICANN within the IG multi-stakeholderism. Is that agreeable by all? Any objections? Okay. Yes, good. So there seems to be objection, no objection here. So plus one from my side. So it looks like, yeah, we are in agreement. And so for that, we can congratulate ourselves for approving 2 points in these important, simple yet important title changes to the strategy. And building on that, we can go on to look into how the actions, recommendations, etc., would pour into the objectives that meet or help us move along to achieving the various goals. And with that, I think we are clear with the three diagrams. As I said, anything to do with actions and stakeholders and recommendations, etc., these things can be dealt with on the mailing list. But if you have something urgent or important, feel free to raise it now. I would personally raise one issue concerning the third focus area, which is the ad hoc group. If you notice, it has its own color as the action item, and it's a huge action item. I can tell that there has not been enough enthusiasm for that ad hoc group, perhaps because it wasn't clearly defined and it may not necessarily be easy to implement. I'd like to get the perspective of Fahd. How easy is it to implement such an action item? We understand that we are putting up a lot of things here, but if they don't make sense, if they are not applicable or possible to implement, then we need not pursue them. So any points or comments on that, Fahd?
So Walid, I guess we can try, and if it doesn't work, we just seek different alternatives. I really can't comment much about this at this point in time.
All right. Okay, so, yeah, I mean, if it's a matter of putting in a trial, an error, or experimentation, I'm okay with that. But usually strategies are built on ideas that are possible to implement right off the bat, I'd say. So I personally recommend removing it unless there's a strong, say, emphasis on it to stay. But that's my opinion. I can't dictate on what you think. If anyone else has an opinion, please. Manel says yes, let's remove it. And if others are having an opinion on that. Yes, Bahir, I see your hand raised.
Waleed, I'm sorry, I seem to have missed the question. Can you repeat the question? I didn't get neither the question nor the answer.
Yes. Yeah. If you maximize the page, you'll see on the right side there's a huge box in more or less, is it the magneta? So you'll find that there is an action item saying setting up an ad hoc task force. A task for advising a method of vertically integrating civil society, et cetera, in the community engagement efforts. I mean, this looks to me like easy to do, but I said if it's a, there's a, I mean, I would have expected that, oh, yeah, it's possible to do it. We've done it before. But if he's saying that there's going to be an experimentation, I would not want to do something and then say we failed because we didn't do due diligence enough. We already have a lot in our plate, and so if this is something that we don't see as a necessity, we can go with it, do without. But that's why I was open for suggestions. And I personally thought we can remove it. All right, so, I mean, there are conflicting views here. Nadira says it can be, as I understood. It can happen, it can succeed, and it can support ICANN staff. Manel does not, agrees with me in removing it. I don't know what to do about this at this stage. Bahir, do you have a point?
I'm sorry, about this particular box, whether to keep it or remove it?
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
I think I agree with, Manel and others, if we don't know exactly what is it and how to implement it, then we should remove it. If we still, we still have the time to discuss what this ad hoc group is about, and but if it's something that we were not sure about, I think we should remove it.
Okay. Well, it looks like there's a view for removing it, but there's Nadira. Please, Nadira, give your point of view.
Yes, regarding this ad hoc, I'm like with having it. Maybe it's not directly in the strategy, but it has to be mentioned somewhere. But because sometimes we need an ad hoc team to support the work, so maybe it's in one of the items could have been to be put. So it's not permanent. It's whenever the necessary is needed. So we have to. So this group has to be created. This working group to be put in work. That's my opinion. But maybe as a box here, we maybe not necessary to be here as a box.
Okay. So if it's not, it's a standalone action item, but it might be something under another action item. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, so it might be an optional item, because if it's an action item and we fail to deliver, then it will be marked as a failure. And we've not done enough due diligence to see how it can be put in place. So, yes, if there is some action, I'd recommend, for the time being, I think that we have agreed to remove it more or less as an action item. But I would suggest to Nadira, if you can consider putting it under another action item that can be something like a subset, which does not mean that the whole action will fall apart. It's just that subset of another action item, then it could be considered and it could be used. Otherwise, it's more of an experiment. Yes, Baher.
Thank you, Walid. I was gonna ask because I'm reading the text in this box, and I was gonna ask Nadira if she could elaborate more on what is meant by task force to devise a method that vertically integrates CS governed business technical community engagement efforts by ICANN. I'm not clear what exactly the text means. So can Nadira or someone explain it to me?
Yeah, I mean, Nadira, would you like to respond or?
I'm not, I didn't go details reading the specific of this, what is written in the box. But I'm with creating an ad hoc committee whenever needed. Because, for example, that's reducing, that's what I'm thinking of the human resources aspect. Not exactly this box, because I can't read whatever inside it.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so I think this can be an issue to discuss on the mailing list. We can delve deeper into that. In the meantime, we can just remove it as a whole action item and see to it that its elements can be embedded in another action item, if possible. Let's just generate some input and discussion on that in the mailing list. So I invite Nadira to go back to this chart and see to it that if there's a way to have it in another separate, it's in another, as part of another action item, then that would be a good starting point to discuss. Good, so let's...
Okay, yeah. I will take care of it, no problem. I will be in following up.
Appreciate it. Fahd, please.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it's actually, I mean, tuning into this discussion, one good example I can share with you all from the previous strategy working group is the task force on Arabic script IDM. So actually, the previous strategy had a lot of elements with regards to internationalized domain names. And so this task force on Arabic script IDMs was actually spun off, and it was led by Sarmad Hussain, who later on joined ICANN as an ICANN staff member. And actually, everything in the previous strategy that had to do with Arabic script IDMs actually fed into the work of the task force. So actually, what I would like to suggest here is that since we are talking about an ad hoc group related to civil society in some form or another, that we actually just kind of maybe scatter whatever is needed for civil society within our news, within our strategy. And if the group later on feels that there is a need for maybe an ad hoc group that works on civil society engagement to be created, then yes, I mean, we can work on something similar to the work of the task force. That's just a thought, really.
Okay, thank you, Fahd. So, yes, hopefully Nadira will lead the effort on that. I think it's important to improve the work of ICANN when it comes to collaborating with civil society in relation to ICANN's role in the IG multi-stakeholderism. Okay, good. So I think we're done with the diagrams. If anything more on these, I can tell that there's a note from Shukri about saying that a model architecture in which we define how stakeholders could collaborate together to govern internet. Okay, that's good, Shukri. So please, Nadira, and you can follow up on this and generate some input from the group. Good. So let's move on to the next item. Basically, it's describing what is being done right now in cleaning the tracks, 1 and 2. And this, I'd say that lots of effort here is being done by Fahd, who understands how the earlier document was phrased. And so putting the pieces together, for example, in the background, the content, etc. So I'd give him the floor to describe to us what's been done, if possible, Fahd.
Thank you, Walid. So actually, I mean, looking at the two tracks documents, what I was actually doing from once I started seeing checks being added to the documents, that I provided comments and insights just to ensure that the group is actually moving in. I mean, the group has the relevant information, or the necessary information. that could help them in moving, doing their work. So actually, I mean, as we saw, I'm speaking here about Track 1 document. So the Track 1 document actually started with assessing the previous strategy, what worked, what didn't work. And then we started stepping into the new strategy and seeing how we can actually convert this assessment into something that could be included in the new strategy. So actually, if we look at the Track 1 document as we speak, we would find that it has a lot of information that can help the group guide itself into adding text into this new strategy document. Now, talking about Track 2, the main objective behind Track 2 was to actually read the ICANN 2016-2020 strategic plan and devise items in this plan that could actually feed into the new strategy or in the current strategy. Of course, there was a lot of text added, but I think what we are looking at specifically in Track 2 document is to actually identify items that are in the ICANN 2016-2020 strategy and that could actually feed into the into our strategy document. I think as a next step, what would be done is that the chair, the vice chair, and us as ICANN staff will work on actually soliciting the content found in Track 1 and Track 2 documents in order to develop a draft strategy document. That's it for me.
Good. I mean, let us not forget that the bulk of the strategy is the diagrams because they are the ones that will guide us. And so action items that can be, say, extracted or inspired by the various comments and contributions in Track 2 can actually be a good addition to the strategy. And so seeing that a particular point in Track 2 is missing from Track 1, from our assessment and from what needs to be done in terms of translating the ideas into actions, if there is something new and unique, then we can add that into Track 1 and then from there add it to the diagrams and build on that. So the next phase will be basically making sure that nothing is missing from the diagrams, from whatever we learned from Track 2. There are certain things that may not necessarily be in the diagrams, for example, the background, context, what has changed, development, challenges. These, I think, Fahd is really working on hard. There are updates in numbers. Progress that's been done in the last 3 years is noticeable, so these need to be updated. And so these are things that are, say, mundane, or they are just natural to do the research to. They do not need the whole working group to work on. But so Fahd will be doing that, and hopefully as we, and maybe a good point to transition to the next slide, which is basically once the diagrams are fully agreed upon, and then we can have that as the bulk core of the new strategy into the new document, and then the various sections that were in the previous strategies, including, for example, the background, the context, the list of various stakeholders, the information that we need, statistics, etc., these will also be updated into the new document. Additionally, this is a question that has been that I raised earlier, that whether we keep the tables or remove them, because the diagrams are more or less a translation of the tables. I can tell that not everything can fit in the diagram, so there may be need for additional annex or information or comments. And so the idea here is to ensure that we have a cohesive structure, something that's presentable, decent material to read, updated, informative. So yes, that's what we're moving towards. Hopefully we are on track. I can tell that the table is still intact and the timetable is still intact. There's really nothing that we're behind in so far, except that right now we need to just work harder and harder on the diagrams to fulfill any missing points, especially for the action points and recommendations, because it looks like objectives are more or less agreed upon. There are no major changes to that, but mainly trying to tweak and update the action items based on what we hear from you guys. Good. So that's from my side. I tell that we've gone a bit over time, but we still have the last session about what is? Okay, any other business? So yes, I can tell that some of you, some have dropped out already. Yes, go ahead, please.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, okay. Quick and very, very general remarks. Looking at the graphs, the three graphs, and reading through some of the objectives, action items, I noticed that there is some repetition in some of the suggestions. So I think, and I understand that this is an initial draft, and you know, more work will be done to refine it. But I'm just making the observation that, you know, when the group is taking more time to look at the you know, the rest of the layers of this graph, objectives, recommendations, actions, and so forth, just try as much as possible not to duplicate things. For example, if we're talking about awareness and capacity building, we can make sure that this is like one objective, unless we mean something else when we say awareness or when we say capacity building. If we mean education in general, then we can say the objective is education, and then how to do the education through training, through workshops or events or whatever. So just that's one observation. My other observation is when the group proposes a certain action or recommendation that relates to a specific stakeholder group or constituency or even specific entity, I guess it's important that the group considers how to communicate and reach out to this specific third party, and make sure that, you know, whatever recommendation included in the strategy is relevant and something that, you know, the third party thinks and believes is required and so forth. For example, if there is a specific recommendation that relates to CCTLDs, I guess we should try to reach out to CCTLDs and make sure that what is recommended here is, you know, required. And I think I can, as a staff, Saad and myself, can help in, you know, the outreach part and liaising with those third parties, just to avoid, you know, situations when, you know, there are certain recommendations in the strategy, and then when it comes to the implementation of those recommendations, we just, you know, reach a dead end because either, you know, they're not practical or not needed or they're not a priority at the moment and so forth. So I guess that's my second and last observation. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Bahar. Notes taken, and hopefully they will be elated through the transcript. One more thing that I'd like to raise here is that while the strategy working group works on understanding what is best to achieve the goals of the strategy, there are certain things that some of us may be missing. For example, I do not have a full context of how it worked out last time. So please, Fahd and Bahar, raise these whenever you can. Do not let us fall into the trap of suggesting something that later turns out to be of lack of interest. So I like, for example, the fact that in track one, we were able to identify those items that have actually received no interest from stakeholders, and so we eventually had to scrap them. Yeah, that's what I recall. Additionally, if there are new stakeholders, such as the, I think it's the Entrepreneur Center of Cairo, I can tell that there's lots been going on between ICANN and them, and there's this assumption that they are already embracing or looking forward for this to continue. If there's something that has erupted or emerged that this does not, that makes this not the case, then please inform us as the members, because I can tell as volunteers we can't do this work on our own. Good. So I think if that Yeah, any final thoughts? All right, good. So I guess we are done with the meeting. Thank you all for coming. We have 2 minutes to spare. Hopefully it was a productive one. Please look forward to the transcripts and recording if needed, and look forward to your continuous and active engagement. Thank you, everyone, and goodbye from me.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.